Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn.
This is Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. I'm Jim with a J. Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Tracy Eden is our guest. He's the president of Commercial Finance Group. And give us that website, Tracy, and tell us a little bit about Commercial Finance Group.
Commercial Finance Group is a small business asset-based lender. We started in 1974. The website is www.cfgroup.net, and basically we target companies under $30 million in revenue that are challenged in finding adequate capital through traditional banking channels.
And if they need asset lending, that's almost impossible in this community bank world. It's possible at the low, very, very, very low end. But if you need $1 million or $2 million, that's not a small bank option.
It is difficult.
And the
to
big
find.
Banks make it really hard to do business with you, and the covenants are just prohibitive. Some of them are, and so most of the reason is because most banks aren't that it's not being an asset based lender is a discipline all to itself, isn't it?
It is, and there are very few banks that really have that capacity to deal with those size revenue companies. The banks that have that department, they're out there looking at companies that are $50, $75, $100 million in revenue.
Right. Up. Well, as we said earlier, there weren't that many credit sources for small businesses even 10 years ago. Today, there's a robust array of choices. All the banks, of course, credit unions are increasingly becoming more aggressive in the marketplace. You've got the asset-based lending organizations like yours, which are becoming more and more mainstream, which I'm very happy about that. And also, you've got some of the new stuff. You've got crowdfunding, right?
You've got crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding loans. I'm talking, folks, there are three kinds of crowdfunding. You can read my articles on this if you want. Go to my website. But the ones we're talking about right now is crowdfunding lending.
Exactly. And again, what we were talking about kind of in the earlier segment is it's important for the business owner to really get in and understand the nuances to these different types of financing. They will be applicable in some areas of need, and they will not be applicable in other areas of need. And they will have different ramifications to their organization. It's important for them to understand that.
Well, just like 20 years ago, I would have told a client of mine, and when I'm in my consulting business, I would have said, okay, get the real estate loan from your bank, and if you need 90-day money, get that from your bank. If you need to buy a piece of equipment, lease that from the manufacturer, and don't go through your local bank. And if you want to buy a truck, borrow the money from GMAC or Ford or whatever. Don't put that to you. I would have talked to them about spreading out their, getting the best deals, but spreading it out, not putting it all in one place. So that would have been very simple in those days. Today, we've got a similar type of scenario, only with a lot more options, right?
Correct. And that tactic is still very, very viable for a business and advisable for a business to try to diversify that capital structure so that they don't have any immediate hiccup that can come back and haunt them, debilitating their ability to operate.
I paid a little more interest to an auto loan company, a GMAC or Ford or somebody like that. I paid a little bit more to be able to not have that car debt at my bank.
Well, and that's a very interesting point that we're always talking to business owners about. I'm pretty sure when you study the SBA's evaluation of small businesses' failures in the first 5 years, and it's not because of cost of capital.
Mm-hmm.
it's because of lack of access to capital.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always talking about what's more important. Now, granted, you want to make sure it's competitive and viable for your business, but access to is often more important than cost of, if you've got the right situation occurring for the company. If the company's stagnant, then clearly you've got to be more conscientious. If the company's got growth opportunity,
right,
then it's important to take a look at making sure you've got adequate access.
Mm-hmm. Is the SBA a player anymore?
They are, but that's again where you can have a problem, because the covenants or the requirements of SBA today is there to tie up every available asset of a business,
wow,
including the business owner's personal assets.
Wow.
So if the need for the company grows beyond whatever the initial SBA loan is, there's nothing he's got to be able to go and leverage for additional growth.
Mm-hmm.
The SBA does not want to look at increases to the debt.
Well, and the truth is, that's not a whole lot different from what a bank will do anyway, if you let them. But at least a bank is looking to expand their relationship with you, and so they'll give you more as you improve your financial situation. They'll release assets and they'll collateral and they'll allow you to restructure a lot more efficiently than the SBA will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, be careful.
That conversation
be careful about
is not
that,
being
folks.
Had with the business.
It wasn't like that 20 years ago. I got an SBA loan 20 years ago, Tracy, and I'll tell you, if it hadn't been for that loan, I got to be honest, I wouldn't be here right now probably. It really helped me a lot, but it was not that restrictive.
It's a very needed product. It just needs to be understood by the borrower, and that involves an in-depth conversation and understanding the circumstances as the company matures.
And be sure to know what your obligations are, folks, and don't give them everything. Might mean that you don't even get the SBA loan if they're that restrictive. Quick break, 10 p.m., right back with Tracy Eden.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.